Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mock draft from RJ White, CBS Sports, including trades. The Lions on the clock at 29. Five players that have drawn interest from Detroit, all on the board at 29. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Zach Frazier, Jackson Powers Johnson, Chop Robinson, Darius Robinson. Five of those guys all on the board. Phone rings, Carolina. Carolina sitting there. 33 wants to get up to 29 to get their guy, wide receiver Adonai Mitchell. I'm assuming they're trying to get ahead of Kansas City,
I'm thinking, but
they get up to 29 by giving up Detroit, giving to Detroit 33, and what was the other one? It was the first pick of the fourth round. I think it's 101.
102 or something?
101. It's 101, yeah. So Detroit would have the first pick. The net of this was Detroit would have the 33rd pick in the second round. They'd have 33 and 61, which is the first and 29th pick of the second round. They'd have Minnesota's pick at 73 in the third round. And in the fourth round, they'd have the first pick of the fourth round at 101. They currently don't have a fourth round pick. So I think almost everybody would make this trade given the players, the bucket of players that can't get completely drained before the Lions pick at 32. As the mock went on, the next, after Adonai Mitchell goes to the Lions at 29, then it's Tyler Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma, goes to Baltimore. At 31, Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama, goes to San Francisco. And at 32, Jordan Morgan, the tackle from Arizona, goes to Kansas City. So, wow, what a scenario. Detroit sitting there at 33. We ask, who would you take? Here's what the people have said from Roy in a loader.
No.
He writes, chop, chop, baby. One vote for Chop Robinson. Jim and Clausen says Jackson Powers Johnson is the pick at 33. Next texter is Don in Newport. Chop. Next texter, Jordan in a card. Zach Frazier, easy. Next text from Anthony. At 33, I would take Zach Frazier. Not only is he gritty, he was an academic Heisman finalist. He's the perfect player to groom to be the center of the future. Next pick. Chris in Lincoln Park says Chop Robinson definitely is the pick. Jordan in a car, Zach Frazier. Oh, we already read that one. Sorry. Justin in Grand Haven, Jackson Powers Johnson. Next one, Chris in Lincoln Park, Chop Robinson definitely. Now we read that one. Kang, we sent a couple extra because you had some repeats in there. Anyway, Gator, is your pick in?
It is, and that's a lot of talent to choose from there.
Mm-hmm.
But my guy is Jackson Powers Johnson.
Ooh.
I like his versatility, and that's where I'm going. I think there's going to be a bigger need with that moving forward than there is with Chop Johnson or Chop Robinson. I like Chop Robinson a lot, but I want the offensive lineman because I'm not sure how much longer Frank Ragnow is going to do what he's doing.
My pick is in, and with the 33rd pick, the Detroit Lions select Chop Robinson, edge rusher, Penn State. As we get closer to this thing, I mean, we're going to – when Thursday rolls around, we'll kind of get to who we want to be the pick at 29. I'm leaning Chop might be the guy.
Yeah,
Chop might be the guy. Kang, if this scenario plays itself out, who's your pick?
I think if this scenario plays out, it's kind of like Brian Branch all over again, Chop Robinson, where they go, yep. Hey, we had a first-round grade on this guy, but, you know, the value was too good. We move back, and wow, he's still there. We're taking Chop Robinson.
Yeah. So, according to RJ Hill, the pick is in. And with the 33rd pick, the Detroit Lions select edge rusher, Darius Robinson.
Well, and there's a guy that's got the versatility to be able to play inside.
Yeah.
But a lot to like as an edge rusher, too. So, yeah, he screams Pascal, but perhaps with a higher ceiling than Josh Pascal.
So the thing about this, every time we present these scenarios, we present them as the Lions are on the clock and the phone rings. I'm not so sure that's how it works. At 29, if the Lions are on the clock and that's the bucket of players, I think Brad Holmes is aggressively making the calls. Hey, you want this pick? Hey, you want this pick? Would you be interested in moving up for this pick?
I don't know what's the better way to do it. You know, does it make more sense to be aggressive as the GM and it's your pick and you're making calls, or does that sound like you're desperate?
If your phone isn't ringing, it doesn't matter if you sound desperate.
I suppose,
yeah, I mean, you're not going to make a trade anyway, and if they make you an offer that's stupid and you say, well, then no, we just won't do that.
I also suspect that these things kind of happen a pick or two before.
Wow, and I think they probably happen a day or two before. I think there's discussion of,
sure.
You know, do you think right now Brad Holmes knows which teams early in the second round might have interest in the pick at 29 if the board falls the way they want? Because I think he does.
I would hope that they plan for all scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say they're prepared for it. I don't know if they know it, that this is going to happen, but I think they're prepared for it.
You know, watching the after-the-draft videos that comes out, like the war room, they had the Arizona war room that got reposted again, yep, today of Monty Ossenfort calling Brad Holmes, calling Vegas and calling Detroit to try and swing draft day deals. And, you know, these guys have everybody's number, all the GMs. They're in constant communication. They can call each other. And I get the impression that the groundwork is laid for deals well before the draft. Then it takes a lot of, you know, you got to be able to be quick on your feet because things change quickly. But, yeah, I think Brad Holmes probably knows which teams in the beginning of the second round have interest in Detroit's pick at 29. He also has probably reached out to teams in the early 20s, maybe the teens. If their best player on the board is still on the board at 19, which could be the case, it would behoove them to try and go get that guy, right?
It would behoove them.
A lot of behooving.
Yeah, no, I think the amount of preparation that goes into this draft is insane. That's why I really think these guys are, when it comes for Thursday, they are prepared for just about every scenario imaginable because they don't want to be caught off guard. They want to be able to make quick decisions. You know, when you think about it, it's 10 minutes between picks seems like it's a long time. It isn't really. And you know, when you start negotiating with other teams, that clock tick, 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 tick. And then if there's another, you know, if line two and line three are ringing too, you want to make sure that you're able to get all those offers in.
Best deal you can come up with. And, I mean, look, if you think about the last two drafts, the Jameson Williams trade, the Jahmyr Gibbs trade, like, Brad Holmes doesn't sit there on draft night twiddling his thumbs.
No, he does not.
So,
no.
Trades are exciting, and I think we should expect one again. We're downtown Detroit. It's backstage at the NFL draft. Buffalo Wild Wings right behind where the stage is set up. If you're watching on Twitch and YouTube, you can see our proximity to the stage during commercial breaks, and we'll be here all week long. Then, of course, Thursday night from 8 to midnight, broadcasting from here at our draft headquarters. Can't wait for the National Football League draft. Things are buzzing down here in Detroit, and, of course, it's just a couple of days away. 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback. Got a few things out there. This trade offer, would you take it? In the meantime, we've been discussing the possibility of a player that's not getting a lot of discussion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Not getting a lot of discussion at 29, who could be the pick? Because last year, we didn't give Jahmyr Gibbs a lot of discussion prior to the draft, and maybe that falls on us, but I really don't think anybody was talking about him too much. It wasn't like completely foreign to us, right? I mean, we talked about him. We knew the name, but let's face it, nobody really expected him to be the pick.
No, not really. I think that the value at it's certainly not at six. Mm-hmm. Didn't think they were going to take a running back at six. And if you were going to take a running back at six, you would have thought, well, Bijan Robinson would be the first running back off the board. And he was. But the Lions traded back beyond what Bijan was taken at. They had a spot at 12, and they wanted their guy, and they got their guy. And he's a weapon. He's a flat-out weapon for this offense. And, you know, people say, well, you can't take running backs in the first round. I think people say that because running backs are disposable. But what people don't realize is that running backs contribute right away. And they make your team better instantly. And Jahmyr Gibbs did that for this Lions team.
Well, and we said it last year when they took Jahmyr Gibbs. It's real easy to poo-poo it and say you can't take a running back that high. But you, until that running back steps on the field and starts making huge plays for you, and then you're like, now wait a second. This guy is directly impacting the winning and losing in a very tangible way. It's not subtle. But now, if you do it, you better get it right. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. That's if you get a great running back, it is without question an asset. You might not build your team around him, but this guy has fit in very well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.